Bergen, bloodandfaith.com. It's the 21st of August, 2020. I wanted to follow up. We're kind of on a theme. Yesterday, I talked quite a bit about being in the cult. That a cult is damaging. It does bad things to the members. The members don't think they're in a cult. And there's a strict set of rules, and they have to follow them. And if they don't follow them, they are berated, and this big guilt trip is put on them. And so they try to prove how good a cult members they are. And if they ever try to escape the cult, well, they're called a heretic, and they're told they're going to go to hell. Well, welcome to the cult of the 21st century. That's kind of the world system we live in, especially in the West, especially in the United States, especially in our liberal progressive era, where you have to prove how good you are. And people are constantly going around and they're reminded, are you microaggressing? Do you have any unconscious bias? Are you secretly a racist? Yes, because you're white. Van Jones goes on CNN and he says, racism is a disease that every white people have and there's no getting rid of it. So you're constantly berated and you are reminded of your guilt. And you're told to stay in line and to get in the line, and people bend over backwards to prove how innocent they are. To the extent that they get down on their hands and their knees and they find some black person's foot to kiss. And it's not just, pretty much everybody in America is guilty of this, of being in this cult. Even the Christians, even the churches. The churches are the worst of the bunch. You know, they want to prove how innocent they are, and they want to prove how righteous they are, and how moral they are. And so the preachers will get up there and rail against, the America's original sin, and, you know, racism, and this and that and the other thing. And they do all they can to prove that they're not a racist. That's cult behavior. That's the behavior of somebody in a cult. And you're always trying to prove how innocent you are, how good you are. And the more you do it, the more you get beaten down. The more the cult leaders, the moral manipulators beat you down and beat you down and remind you, no, that's not good enough. That's not good enough. We need more, more, more. And you say, yes, we need more because George Floyd, you know, died. And so we have to give you more, more, more. And so you have these activities in cities like in Seattle. They take over Chaz. And the black man gets up to the park and he says to all the white people, turn around and give $10 to a black that's near you, and if you can't handle that, wait till we come for your homes. So this is what cults do. They put the guilt manipulation on you. It's increases. There's no getting out of it. If you reject it, oh my God, you are a heretic and you're going to die and go to hell. And so they call you racist and they beat you up, or kill you and murder you. So this is cultic behavior. It's the behavior of a cult. Another way to look at it is it's an abusive relationship. All right? Let's just pretend, you know, it's funny how the social scientists talk about race as a social construct and it's not really real, it doesn't exist. Yet they sure use it for political manipulation. They love to use it to manipulate guilt and to remind people of how bad they are and what they've done wrong, and what their ancestors did wrong, and they have to pay for what their ancestors did. And no, we know it wasn't your ancestors, but it was somebody's ancestors that was white, even if they died. Never mind that there was a lot more people than the white people involved in slavery. Good old Kamala Harris, her family came out of India, went to Jamaica, and owned a bunch of slaves. And now she's being the self-righteous little hypocrite up there running for vice president or president, depending on how you look at that. There's other ethnic groups out there that were very, very strongly tied to the buying and selling of slaves. But they're not they're not punishing themselves. They're setting themselves up as everybody else's judge. So A, it's a cult, and B, it's an abusive relationship. If you had a marriage like this, you ought to walk away. You should walk away when they constantly remind you of it's just not a good thing. And, you go read Galatians chapter 3, Christians, preachers. It's for liberty that Christ has set you free. Why are you listening to all these people that are putting these rules on you, telling you how bad you are and how evil you are? Jesus Christ set us free from that. Jesus Christ set us free from guilt. Jesus Christ set us free from the manipulation of guilt. Your ancestors, white man, your ancestors, white men, were Christian men and women. They're Christian peoples. Why are you now bending the knee to the Judaizers? Why are you bending the knee to the people that invent these precepts, these traditions of men and these precepts that Jesus Christ never put on you? Why are you bending the knee into slavery and going back into bondage where you can never be lifted from the sin? And that's the purpose, to keep you in bondage. That was what Jesus Christ fought against with the Jews back 2,000 years ago. That's why he hated them. He says, why do you keep putting burdens on people that you yourselves won't bear? You won't bear these burdens, and you're putting them on these people? Jesus Christ came to set them free. He says, take my yoke upon you. My burden is gentle. My yoke is light. And you know, it was freedom. It was a breath of fresh air. And in Galatians, Paul reminds the Christians, why are you going back to this, all these rules where you're going to get manipulated and you're going to be bound down in this guilt, never-ending guilt? Jesus Christ set you free. It's for liberty that Christ has set you free. This is a good message. This is a glorious message. Why have we rejected, as white people, the gospel of Jesus Christ? Why, as Europeans, whether you're from Italy or Spain or Finland or Norway or Iceland, have you rejected the gospel of Jesus Christ? And now you're under these man-made rules, wandering around in your guilt, trying to figure out how you can assuage your endless guilt while other people manipulate you and beat you down, and they give you a whip so you can beat your own back, saying, oh, I'm guilty, I'm guilty, I'm guilty. Does that make you feel better? Does that make you feel better? I guess it does. But, you know, people are afraid to get out of them. People are afraid. Oh, my God, where am I going to go? What am I going to do? What do I believe in? If I leave the cult, who are my friends going to be? I'll be ostracized. I'll be rejected. Yeah, you probably will. Guess what? Life goes on. There's life on the other side. You'll find a new set of friends. You'll find a new set of values. You'll find a new meaning. You'll have liberty. You'll have freedom. But you've got to risk the wrath of the cult members. You've got to risk the wrath of those who are going to reject you because you refuse to be under the moral manipulation that they are under. Sorry for snorting. This microphone's pretty good. And you're going to have to do it. You're going to have to make a decision. I don't want to be under this guilt manipulation for the rest of my life. More importantly, I owe my children more than this. I owe my children more than bowing the knee to this endless guilt manipulation. And I've said this before, but if you ever thought there was an end point for this, you need to think again. Barack Obama could have said, hey, we're all good now. White men put a black man in the White House, and we've overcome that. But he doubled down. Why? Because that's all they know. That's all they know. That's how they got power. That's how they're going to get more power. Let's manipulate Whitey. Let's put the trip on him. Let's put the guilt manipulation on him. Tell him how bad they are. Let's line up a whole bunch of people saying you're racist and sexist and homophobic and queerphobic and transphobic, intolerant, divisive, racist, anti-Semitic. And beating us and beating and telling us, no, you can't think that way, you can't speak that way, because you're going to violate one of our sins. You think it's the Christian that are putting guilt trips on you? Really? Really? It's not the Christians that are putting guilt trips on you. It's these Judaizers. It's the people that are putting man-made traditions upon you. It's not the Jewish religion. It's these college professors and their atheistic, secular ideology. It all stems from an antichrist spirit, the rejection of Jesus Christ, the rejection of God Almighty. Jesus Christ is the creator of the universe, and he came to set men free. But you don't want that. You don't want that, do you? Because he might tell you that you can't do this or that. Yet you're going to bow down, and you're going to bend your knee to all these rules and all these laws. You can't be racist, sexist, homophobic, transphobic, queerphobic, intolerant, divisive, or anti-Semitic. Well, you're never going to be innocent, ever. You're a white man. Why do you like the bondage? Why do you like the slavery? Why? Christ came to set you free from that. Repent. Say, God, I'm sorry. This is ridiculous. And walk in the freedom. I don't know how to do that. I'm scared. If I leave the cult, people will reject me. Hey, man, everybody's got to make a choice. Everybody's got to make a choice. It's manipulation. It's like a bad marriage. Somebody's constantly, you know, never can say anything good about you. Always trying to suck something more out of you, and then remind you of how lucky you are to be with them. If you're miserable, if they hate you and you hate them, why are you there? Why are you in that? Why are you in that marriage? If white people are so bad, why do the non-whites want to be with us? Because they get something out of it. They get a lot. They get more. That's why. They don't want to go anywhere else. Now, not everybody that's not white thinks that way. Not by a long shot. But the people that seem to be running the show politically and educationally in the United States, they've learned how to grind that guilt trip. And that is what Paul warned about in Galatians chapter 3. Why are you submitting to this stuff? After you've known the freedom of Jesus Christ, why are you going back into slavery? Your ancestors knew the freedom of Jesus Christ. They weren't under this nonsense, under this bondage. I mean, you think that Christianity has rules and laws that you have to follow, and yet you submit to this nonsense? You think it's okay for your children to be taught that transsexuality is okay? All that does is destroy them. So I got a little bit of a sensitive subject to talk about here, and it's to the, you know, 25-year-old gal with the blue hair, overweight, got a chunk of iron in her face, lip, nose, I don't know, forehead, or the pink hair, or the boy that's 17 and he's got the pink hair going on, and he doesn't know if he's Joey or Josephine, and you know, Sam or Sammy or Samantha or Samuel, you don't know what you are. And so you're trying to find yourself. And, you know, these are real things. I got it. It's real. You're going through these things. But I got good news for you. Take a gander below the belt line. Figure out what's going on down there and live your life accordingly. These cult leaders aren't your friends. These cult members are not your friends. When these cult members tell you that a boy can be a girl and a girl can be a boy, or you can be somewhere in between, they are not your friends. That's what a cult does. It's destroying your life. Eventually, it ends up like Jim Jones, where you're drinking the Kool-Aid. Everybody dies. How can we live in a society in the United States where people take it seriously that a boy can become a girl and a girl can become a boy? This is evil. It's evil. And this is the cult you're in. You got to quit the cult for your sake, for your children's sake, for your grandchildren's sake, for the sake of your nieces and nephews. They got a whole agenda of the destruction of the youth and bondage and manipulation. It's hard being a young person. It's hard being a teenager. And a lot of young people have bad things happen to them that screw them up for the rest of their life. Bad things happen to a lot of young people that screw them up as human beings. And you can't overcome those. It's like a guy that goes to war and he loses a leg or two. Yeah, he really did lose a leg or two, and that's not coming back. You can do all the prosthetics you want or give him crutches, but the leg's still gone. And when bad things happen to children, you can't overcome that. You can't make that go away. That will be a wound that they will carry with them for the rest of their lives. Now, once you have that, what do you do with that? Do you say, let me double down on the self-destruction and continue destructive behaviors? They destroyed you. They destroyed you. And now you're going to continue down a path of self-destruction because you're all confused, understandably so? And the answer is no. 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 You don't. Got it. You got injuries, crippled, like a guy that went to war. But the guy that goes to war doesn't cut off his other leg because I guess that's what he is. And so that's destruction. That's destruction. So I'd encourage you not to think that way. Now, you're in a cult, right? You're in the cult. How do I get out of the cult? Well, I'm going to give you a clue. I'm going to give you the clue that when the Word of God walked the earth, he preached the gospel. He gave the Word of God. And people flocked to him and said they wanted to hear what he had to say direct from him. And the early disciples and the apostles, they went around preaching the Word of God. And they always referenced the Hebrew Scriptures, which is what they had then. God has been good enough to mankind to provide us with the Holy Scriptures. And it was in Europe in the, not even 1,000 years ago that common men decided that they would translate the Scriptures from Latin, which nobody spoke except for the highly educated priests, into common tongues, common languages. Certainly Martin Luther played a role in doing that. The Lollards in England taught Englishmen how to read and write English and gave them the Scriptures in English. This is politically extraordinarily explosive. And the people were burned at the stake for translating the Bible into a language that people could read for themselves because people lost control. The church lost control. And Bibles were burnt and men were burnt. It wasn't until 1963, Vatican II, that the Roman Catholic Church allowed their own parishioners to read the Bible for themselves. These are extraordinary things. And then it was about 1962, when the theocrats, the Supreme Court, came down and says, nope, we're not going to let you read the Bible in the schools, and you certainly can't pray to God in the schools anymore. So the Antichrist theocrats took over, started implementing this other religion. And now most of you have gone through your life, you've never read the Bible unless you came from a Christian family and you had to. So do something different. I mean, you want to do something different, something radical, something that's can fundamentally change yourself and others, go read the Bible. I don't care if you're an atheist. I don't care. Go read the Bible. Go read the Bible. Go read the first 10 chapters of Genesis. I'm telling you. Go read the first 10 chapters of Genesis. It'll infect your mind. This other stuff isn't doing any good. You're already reading somebody else's scriptures. You're reading the scriptures of another religion. You're reading the scriptures of another religion. You go to school, you go to high school, you go to university, and they give you all this, the traditions of men, the precepts of the elders, and they give you their moral trips, and they shove it down your throat, and this is the religion, this is what you have to believe in. And if you don't, you already know you get into trouble. The people are sheep, so they do what they're told. You want to do something fundamentally different? Go read the Bible. Go read the Gospel of Mark. It's really short. Go read the Psalms. Go read the Proverbs. Go read the Bible. That'll change you. And then if you're bold enough, pray to God. Say, God, what's going on here? Don't come to me. I can't help you. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Read the Bible. Grab a Bible and read it. But you can't. Why would you do that? As soon as you start thinking about that, all these things are going to go through your mind like, oh my God, why would I ever do that? Well, you read religious books anyway. All that nonsense that you read, these other books that are supposedly enlightening, if they teach a different story, why not read the Bible? Why not read the Bible? Go read the Bible. And then pray and say, God, what's going on here? What's going on? I don't know. What's the worst that can happen? What's the worst that can happen? So don't be in a cult. Don't be in an abusive relationship. The white race in the United States is an abusive relationship. And a lot of the white people love it because they're in the cult and they're in the abusive relationship. And they love it. They love beating themselves on the back. And it gives them security. And they said, look how righteous I am. Look at how righteous I am. And it gives them security because, I don't know, maybe that's part of the human condition. They want to be enslaved. Not me. That's not the condition that God has for you to be enslaved. And, you know, for you people of European background, you need to return to the God of your ancestors. Return to the God of your ancestors. Return to Jesus Christ. This is nowhere to live. It's nowhere to live to have somebody beating you on the back and then you helping them. But you got to get out of the cult. You got to get out of the cult. You got to make up your mind that this is not for you, that this is not where you're going to go. It's not going to how you're going to live your life. You're not going to raise your kids this way. The end of a cult is Jim Jones, Jonestown, Guyana, mass suicide. That's where we're at as a culture in the United States, especially for those of us of European descent, because we've gotten comfortable in the cult, comfortable in an abusive relationship, and sometimes it's just hard to get up and stand up and walk away. And that's the challenge you have. You can't change somebody else, but you can change yourself, make different decisions. Fritz Bergen, bloodandfaith.com, 21 August 2020, out.